Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. Today's recipe talks you through a simple way to make Japanese gyoza at home.
My name is Hugh Amato. I'm the author of Let's Make Dumplings, illustrated by Sarah Beacon. And I'm going to talk about the gyoza recipe in the book. Gyoza is a Japanese dumpling, one of my favorites. I started eating it as a very young child. And it's a really simple mixture of cabbage and pork and a lot of great seasonings. Don't overthink the filling too much. If you have too much filling left over, just fry it up and eat it with some eggs or something like that. But to make a filling, take half of a medium cabbage, take the core out, and then mince up the leaves. You can also do that in a food processor. Toss it with a couple teaspoons of salt, put it into a strainer and let it sit for about 30 minutes to draw all the cabbage water out. Roll it up in a towel, squeeze all that water out, and then proceed to mix in a pound of ground pork, about a bunch of minced green onions, 6 cloves of minced garlic, about a 3-inch piece of ginger minced, a couple tablespoons of soy sauce, a tablespoon of sesame oil, and season it with about a teaspoon each of ground black pepper and sugar. Mix those together really well. You can do that in a stand mixer or with your hand, and that's the filling right there. Then just grab some dumpling wrappers, preferably gyoza wrappers, which will be round, and start filling them. And I would say if you do about 2 teaspoons of filling per wrapper, and again, it's difficult to describe how to wrap and fold and seal a dumpling, but you can really just put some little water around the rim of the dumpling, fold it over, press it down, make sure all the air is out of the dumpling to seal it. And then I like to pan fry it. So in a nonstick pan over medium heat, add a little bit of oil, add the dumplings, let them fry until golden brown, then add about half a cup of water and cover it quickly. It'll be angry and bubbling and boiling. So just go ahead and cover it, let that ride for about 5 minutes. Take the lid off, let it go for another minute or two, and you should be good to go. And they're just deliciously crispy on the bottom, soft on the top, and really tasty in the middle. Those are gyoza.
That was Hugh Amano, whose new book Let's Make Dumplings, illustrated by Sarah Beacon, is out now. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.